We'll start now with the brachas of Birkas HaShachar, the 15 brachas that we say every day. There are 15 brachas that we say. There are three reasons given for these brachas. The Rambam says, in the beginning of those brachas, the Rambam says that brachas Rambas tikkun chacham or mesakim many brachas. There are shvach v'aydoya to Hashem, in order that we should remember Hashem tamid. Even though a person wasn't then and a person doesn't do a mitzvah, he should make all these brachas in order that he should mention Hashem Tamid and he should remember Hashem Tamid. So this was very good in the times of Chazal when these brachas were said not on the Seder, but they were said on each action as they happened. A person got up in the morning, he made Nasa Sachi Vino. Later on in the day, he opened up his eyes. A few minutes later, he said, Pekeh Chivrim, he got dressed, he said, Malbish Arumim. He got up, he said, Mater Asurim. And so on and so forth. The Torah says that the reason they were massacring this was because in the times of David HaMelech, there was 100 people dying every day. And therefore, they were massacring that every person should make every day 100 brachas. Meir brachas b'chol yayim, every person should make 100 brachas every day. And because of this, they made these brachas. Because he saw in Baruch HaKadosh that this was what was missing, and this is what he needed to be misaken. The Nevi'im, they decided that this is what was the reason that it happened, and therefore they were misaken to make these 100 brachas every day. The person should make 100 brachas every day. And therefore we have these 15 brachas in order to help us be mashlim. The 100 brachas, even though a person might not need all these brachas every day, he might not come to it, but a person should make all these brachas, they should come to 100 brachas every day, to Mekayim Mechayiv of making 100 brachas. The Siach Yitzchak adds, Rapshat, based on the Chayiv Tzavavis, the Chayiv Tzavavis says that one of the reasons why many people don't have a hergish for the Tatavis that Hashem does for them is because they grow up with all these things and they're accustomed to having them, that they feel entitled to it, and they don't realize the taiva that's happening from it, that's happening to them through it. And it gives a mashal for a person, a child that was abandoned, and somebody took him in, a wealthy man took him in, he saved his life, and he raised him, and he brought him up in luxury, and he paid for his education, married him off, took care of him very nicely his entire life. Then there was a second person that he met, poor person, he helped him a little bit, he took him in. He didn't nearly do as much for the person. But the second person had much more akaras hatayif to him. Because he realized what it was to be without these things, and he didn't grow up with them, and therefore he was much more appreciative. Not like the child that was brought in at a real long age, and therefore he grew up with them, he didn't realize the type that was happening to them, and he felt entitled to them. So too people, they're brought up with all that Tavis from Hashem. We were born healthy. We were born with clothing, with food, with many other of that Tavis. We don't always realize that we need to thank Hashem for that. For this reason, Chazal Baruch Kodshom, says the Siach Yitzchak, we're misaken that we should make brachas on these things every day, in order that we should know that we should be thankful to Hashem for these Tavis every day, things that we are accustomed to, waking up in the morning, opening up our eyes, being able to stand, having clothes. And the basics of basics that people feel entitled to. There is no such thing as entitlements. We are entitled to nothing. Everything that we have is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a matana from Hashem. And therefore, we have to make a bracha to thank Hashem for them every day. The first bracha we make is Asher Nasan LaSechvi Vino, that Hashem gave the Sechvi, which we'll explain in a minute. Vino LaHavchin, to differentiate bein yom uvein loyla. What is sechvi? So the two pshatim in the Rishayim, the simple meaning is, it's the rooster. That the rooster has a bino. The Rishayim say the rooster has a very specific bino that nothing else has. The seven times in a day that a rooster crows, shev b'yam al ticho. If you look in Parak Shira, the seven times that the rooster crows, and each time he's saying a different shira. Some of them we know, akom mishmar or mishmar, we know in the beginning of the morning, there's the crow of the rooster. When the Malchim Mizrach and Ma'arav are Mishtachim and the Avodah Zarah, the rooster crows, as Chazal tell us. Some of them we know, some of them we don't know, but the Sechvi has the specific Bina that no one else has to know this. Lahavchin min yamu vein laylo. What's lahavchin? Shimon Schwab explains that lahavchin and havchana, there's a difference between lahavchin and havdalah. Havdalah is two things that are very different from each other, day and night. 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock at night. There's a vast difference between each other, black and white. That's havdalah. Lahavchin is when two things are close to each other. The second before Alois halachic day and the second after Alois halachic day, no one can differentiate between, except for the sechvi, the rooster, that Hashem gave it the ability to know the difference between it. And it's lahavchin, it gives the person, the Rishayim explain, the yecholus to be mavchin ben yoyim uvein laylo, between day and between and night. If Shamshal Hirsch adds that we say this bracha, lahavchin ben yoyim uvein laylo, the point of the bracha is that we're saying that just like the rooster makes a difference between day and night, so too we have to make a difference between the laylo when we're resting and the yoyim when it's mutl on us to do avodas Hashem. We finished rejuvenating ourselves and now we have to do the avodas hayoyim, we have to work the avodas hayoyim for Hashem. That's lahavchin ben yoyim uvein laylo, to be mavchin between the day when it's not night anymore, we're rejuvenating, but now it's the yom where it's mutl on us to do the avodah of Hashem. Based on this, Rav Shimon Schwab explains why there's the next three brachas are placed where they are, Shalais Ani Goy, Shalais Ani Oven, Shalais Ani Isha. That these brachas, Rav Shamshal Farhersh explains, are not brachas that we're acting like a supremacist, that we're saying that we're better than the Goy, we're better than the Evid, we're better than the Isha. But what these brachas are brachas that are saying that since we just said that we have to be mavchim ben yom ben laila to get out and do our responsibilities, we're explaining that we have more responsibilities than the guy, more responsibilities than the oven, and more responsibilities than the isha, and we're makabel on ourselves to do these responsibilities that we have, to act the way we are, to do the mitzvahs and limud Torah the way we are, we're supposed to, and that's what the purpose of these brachas are for. So based on this, Rav Shimon Schwab adds that we can answer a kasha, that the Gemara, the brachas that we have come from two different Gemaras. Most of the brachas are based on the Gemara and the end of brachas. Three brachas, Shalais Ani Goy, Shalais Ani Ovid, Shalais Ani Isha, come from the Gemara and Menachas. That the Gemara and Menachas adds these three brachas. So really, it should be before these brachas or after these brachas. But not in the middle of these brachas. Why was it put after Ashanas HaSech Vivina, before the rest of the brachas of the Gemara and brachas? And he points out in some Svardashe Kehilas, it was wide practice amongst the old Sfaradish Kehilas. Now some of them do different, but in the old Sfaradish Kehilas, these three brachas are put in the end. So why do we put it earlier on, these three brachas? What is the reason for this? So he explains based on this, because these brachas are reaffirming what we just said in the first bracha, that we have a chiyuv to go out and serve Hashem today, to do the avodas hayom, and we're saying how great our chiyuv is, and therefore we put these brachas right afterwards. Now the other pshat in Hashanas HaSech Vivino is Sechvi means the lave, the Rishayim say, the Rekech adds, maybe it means the Neshama. So what does it mean that the Neshama, the lave, have a koyach lahavchim ben yoyim uvein laylo, to differentiate between day and night? The lave, l'chara, a person sleeping, even if he's awake, he doesn't know exactly when it turns light. The Hitim, Bilum was yedeh, that's all you knew, the Hitim, the Mechav and the Shoyis, the Sechvi, the rooster, had such a koyach. Mankind does not have such a koyach. So why are we saying that mankind is mavchim ben yoyim uvein laylo? Now to explain this, the Gra says, Rebbe Talmud of Arizal, the Yavit says also, that Sechvi is gematria Gavriel HaMalach, it refers to Gavriel HaMalach, and furthermore, they point out, the Yavit, that Kiryas HaGever, the Gemara Numa says it's Tupshatim. Either it's the Tarnagol, the rooster, or Kara Gavra. Gavr, Gever is Gavriel. Gavriel HaMalach is Lashon Gever. So what does this mean? So Mepharshim explain, Shimshon Pinkas and others, they explain that Yoyim and Laila doesn't mean literally day and night only. But Yom is the Midas Hayom and Midas Halayla. Laila refers to Laila Choshka Ba'adi. Laila refers to the Gullus, the Ra in this world. Yom refers to the Gula, the Taiv in this world. Hashem gave the Lev, Bechal, the Neshama Befrat, the Korach, to be Mavchin between what's good in this world and what's bad in the world, and we're Mitzvah Bechat Bechayim to choose the good. But there's a Havchana that every person could do, that he should be Mavchin, Ben Yom, Uvein Loilo. That he should differentiate between good and bad, the good of the world and the bad of the world, and choose the good of the world in his day, in his life, that he should do what's good. And that's this bracha that we're making, that Hashem gave us the koyach of bechira and the koyach to understand the bechira, the bina, to understand, to be mavchin between the yom and the b'layla. Now, it's the bracha and the rooster crowing. The reason is, in the olden days, there was no alarm clocks. It was a tava that Hashem gave to us that allowed us to wake up through the sechvi, that it wakes us up for our day, a built-in alarm clock that Hashem made in the world to wake us up for avodas Hashem when it turns day, to wake us up for a person for his regular tzachim when it turns day. The second brach is Shaloi Asani Goy. I wasn't born a goy. The Bach asks, why don't we make a bracha of Shasani Yisrael? So the Bach brings two terutzim. The first terutz is, the Bach says, because if we make a bracha, we don't can't make a bracha Shasani Yisrael, because the Gemara in the first paragraph of Erevin tells us, it would be better for a person not to be born. Therefore, we cannot say Shasani Yisrael. And the reason is, because most people fall in this world. Most people slip. They don't do what they're supposed to do. Tosis explains, Avada for tzaddikim, it's better for them to be born. But for many people, it would be better for them not to be born because the gamble that they have at the beginning of their life, the pitfalls are many, and they slip, and they fall. Therefore, it's better not to be born. Therefore, we don't say Shasani Yisrael, because we can't say that it's better to be born, because for not for everybody, it's better to be born. The second shot at the back says, because we say Shasani Yisrael, we won't be able to say afterwards Shasani, Shalai Yisani Ovid. We only have one bracha, not two brachas. So the Magen Avraham asks, usually, the klal is when we can get away with saying one bracha, we make one bracha. We don't make bracha shein tzrichos, we don't add brachas. So why over here do we say two brachas specifically? The Magen Avraham explains, because if we just say Shasani Yisrael, you would think that that's the only thing in the world that is a tachlis. But really, there's a tachlis of the goy in the world, there's tachlis for goyim to be in this world, there's tachlis of avadim, there's tachlis of isha. We're thanking Hashem that even though it's the tachlis of a goy, you did me a bigger favor and you made me not the goy, but you made me Yisrael. You made me not the heaven, you made me the ben charon. You made me not the isha. That Hashem did the tov and he made you into a zachar. And each of these people have more mitzvahs than the other, and that's what we're thanking, more mitzvahs, more kedusha than the other, and that's what we're thanking Hashem for. The Rama says that Iger cannot make this bracha Shlo Yisani Goy because he was born a Goy, but he can make a bracha Shasani Ger because coming to a Ger is an Asiyah, the Hanefesh Asher also Becharin. The Bach and the Taz disagree. They say you cannot say Shasani Ger because a person has a Bechira, he was Becher, he chose to become a Ger, but he wasn't born to become a Ger. Hashem didn't make him like that, he chose to become a Ger, therefore he can't say Shasani Ger. Then why do we make this bracha every day? The Shalom brings this question, Shem Dar Zerua, why do we make these brachas every day? L'chayro, Bishlom, waking up every day in the morning, getting dressed, opening your eyes, just because a person had these things yesterday doesn't mean a person will have it today. So each day we have to thank Hashem anew for all these things. But if a person was not born a goy, he'll never in his life be able to become a goy. If a person wasn't born an Eved, he'll never be an Eved, because Baruch Hashem Yisani Ovid, the Shayim explained, doesn't mean physical avdus, but it means Kedusha, and therefore even if he comes a slave to Goyim, he still makes the Baruch Hashem Yisani Ovid, because he has Kedusha, as Yisrael, still he's Mechuyim Mitzvah, like Yisrael, and that's what the Baruch is on. A person that was born an Ish will never come an Isha, so why do we make this Baruch daily, Shalei Yisani Isha? So based on Shem Shofo Hirsch, we could explain a teretz to this question, that these brachas aren't brachas of Eidah to Hashem, then you're right, we shouldn't make them every day. But as Shem Shofo Hirsch says, these are brachas to remind us that what's incumbent on us, our Avodah, to do the chiyuvim of a yid. We have more chiyuvim than the guy, we have more chiyuvim of the Avon, we have more chiyuvim than the Isha, and therefore we have to fulfill them. So that's the purpose of making these brachas, and therefore we do it every day, because every day we have to remind ourselves of the grace of Christ, what's incumbent upon us to do as the Amma Nivchar, as the Amma Hashem, what we have to do, the Christ that we have to do in the Kiyum HaTorah, the Mitzvahs HaTorah. Another pshat could be the Chofetz Chaim, before he used to make this bracha, would make sure that he eradicate the goy from within him before he said this bracha. Every person has a shpois from the goy. There's a shpois from the goy around by all people. A person's nishma misivivaisav become mushma from the goyim. The Chassam Sefer, in this week's parasha, Shmois, says, V'timal ha'aretz oisav. Really, the pasuk should have said, V'heim milu ha'aretz. Why does it say, V'timal ha'aretz oisav? So he answers, because the Chazal, the Torah that teaches another thing, that the Mitzri entered the Yidden, meaning, Klal Yisrael came mushba from the land of Mitzrayim, the Mitzri culture, the Mitzri way of life, entered the Yidden, and that's what the Torah is telling you, V'timale Aretz Oysom. So Chofetz Chaim, before he would make this bracha, would make sure to eradicate from himself the guy from within. And that's an added point in the bracha of Shleisan Goy. Not only wasn't I born a goy, which is the Iker bracha in the past tense, but I'm making sure I remain like that, that I have no goy within me. The Chiddush HaRim used to say that the reason the Yid Mipashischa, the Yid, was called the Yid was because every day he was Oyle and it was Madregas Hashem, that if you looked at him yesterday and you looked at him today, the difference between the two people was like a Yid and a goy. This could be another reason why we make these brachas every day of Shalit Sani Goy. Specifically, this bracha of Shalit Sani Goy. Because every day we have to eradicate from within us the Goy from within. Every day we're thanking Hashem that we're for the amount of Yid that we have for us, and we're eradicating the Goy from within us. And we're going to grow in our Yid from in us. And therefore, every single day, it's going to be a new pshat why every single day we have to make this bracha of Shalai Sani Goy, because we're thanking Hashem for not making us a Goy in our essence. We were born without these Hashmonis from Goyim. And it's mutal on us that we should get rid of ourselves from inside us, like the Chofetz Chaim did, the Goy from within us. And that changes every day how much Goy is within us. The amount of Shalai Sani Goy, the amount of that I retain of the Shalai Sani Goy is different every single day. Because people every day are in different madrigas, they're in oyle, they're yared. Chas v'shalom, or the good ways they should be in oyle every day, there's less guy within them every day. And therefore, it's a different bracha, so to speak, every day. And therefore, we make this bracha every day.